Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin's.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner.
Don't worry, be happy.
Well, hello, good morning, good evening, whenever you are listening. Does not matter. I am Jay. I'm the host of the Jay Garvin Show here, Home and Mortgage Talk. And we are to the last day of the month if you are in our Saturday zone. But if you're in a Monday or Tuesday replay, we're already into April. And thank God it ain't April Fool's Day, because we got some serious stuff to talk about, you and I, today. No one else in the world exists. It's just you and me. Whether you're driving down the road in Aaron, whether you're delivering a load in your truck, whether you're a first responder, whether you're picking up kids from a activity or a sport, or whether you're just sitting at home and listening and trying to get the rest of the program from the first segment you heard earlier, I appreciate you taking the time to spend with me. There's nobody else in the world but you and I. I've got no guests on this show, so it's going to be 100% conversational content. I want you to know that you can reach out to me personally at 330-1457. I know there's over 25,000 of you out there listening right now, and I've only spoke to less than 5,000 of you. So there's a lot of people that are left to reach out. I don't care if you just dial my number, 330-1457, and hang up so you can have my information in your phone the next time you have a financial question, because that's what this is, Home and Mortgage Talk. See, it's everything about your home. You can call me at 330-1457. Anything about your mortgage and your financing, car loan, installment loan. Jay, how do we attack the $180,000 of student debt we built up for our three adult children, helping them through college? That's a great question. Not many people can answer that for you. I can. Hey, Jay, we're thinking of selling a house in South Carolina and we want to buy a new one here. How do we go about that? That is a great question, one that I can answer. See, I'm not only the radio show host here, but I'm also the founder and part owner of Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. We are the exclusive lender of Dave Ramsey, what we called an endorsed local provider. He's got over 2,800 real estate agents that are all independent endorsed local providers, financial planners, accountants, stuff like that. But he's only got one mortgage company. And there's only basically 140 of us around the country that are licensed loan officers that can walk you through your financial decisions. And at Garvin's Group at Churchill Mortgage, as well as the host here of the Jay Garvin Show, my passion is in the belief that every single American not only deserves to be introduced, but actually walked through the process of debt-free home ownership. I believe this because homeowners have 40 times the net worth of renters. Yet 45% of the workforce is 30 days away from insolvent, the inability to make even a $400 emergency payment from savings. So owning a home and having a mortgage in the industries connected are noble. But if we do not join that with a budget and the financial tools to lead you correctly down the path towards the elimination of all of your unsecured debt and then your mortgage debt, you're never going to be financially free. And quite honestly, you probably won't have a chunk of the American dream. So today, that's what I want to talk about. The looming danger of the line of credit. So that's the title, the drum roll again. The looming danger of the line of credit. See, whether it's a line of credit or a line of equity, what in the world does that even mean? Well, I want to explain that today. I'm going to go into a little bit of it, then I'm going to do some housekeeping, and then I'm really going to wrap it up in a power-packed 15-minute power segment where I really focus to put out my podcast. And defined, a line of credit is just a predetermined amount of credit or cash extended to a borrower. A line of equity is very, very similar. See, you can have line of equities and you can have line of credits that are secured and unsecured. What in the world does that mean? Well, an unsecured line of equity, and I've had those before, are usually business lines to expand your business, to make payroll. Possibly someone has a line of equity or a line of credit just to go purchase houses for cash if you're an investment property owner. And based on your earnings, based on your taxes, there are banks out there that will do unsecured lines of credit. If you can get those, fantastic. The bank is at risk because if you don't pay it, they don't have any tangible asset to take or hold against you in order for you to pay. See, a secured line of credit or a secured line of equity is simply just that, a predetermined amount of credit or money that's extended to you, the borrower, but it's directly tied to a mortgage or a deed, more specifically, to your home. Call it a second mortgage, a third mortgage. You could own your house outright and you only have one line of equity or credit, and it's actually the first mortgage lien. You also can attach those line of credits to equipment. A lot of mechanical or medical folks do this. If you've got an MRI machine, you might have a line of equity or a note on it, and it's secured to that piece of equipment. You might have an individual car dealer that has his line of equity tied to his building, but that allows him to go buy cars for cash at the auction, get them prepared, and sell them for detail. The number of examples is limitless. But I want to get in today, what's the date of the nature and the style and the structure of that product? How does that differ from a 30-year mortgage, a 15-year mortgage? How does it differ from an actual car loan or an education loan? That's what I want to talk about. And the big takeaways is, look it, a line of credit or a line of equity is neither good or bad. It's actually like a gun. It just is. It's all in the user. But then also in the bank, or in this analogy with the gun, the manufacturer. See, if you have a bad line of equity plus a bad user, then you got bad losers. You've got a lot of bad and not enough good, and I'll explain that. And also, what are the rates on line of equities? And how does this tie into, which I'll share with you in housekeeping, to the Fed funds rate? That just went up last week, or the week before. Time's going fast. From 1.5% to 1.75. And what does that mean when the prime interest rate goes up from 4.5% to 4.75%? How is that going to affect your line of equity? How is that going to affect your line of credit? And a side note for free, a bonus, how's it going to affect your credit card? All of those right after the break. I'm Jay Garvin. I'll be back talking about the looming danger of the line of credit.
Check it out. Go to work on Monday. Got yourself a family. Check it out. All you chill it down, bills have been paid. Can't tell your best buddy that you love him. So check it out. Where does our time go? Check it out. A brand new house in escrow. I wish you would step back from that ledge, my friend. You could cut ties with all the lies living in. And if you do not want to see me,
the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin's.
Welcome back. I am Jay Garvin. You're listening to the Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. I am officially your Southern Colorado
Home Mortgage Jedi.
I am slashing through all of the confusion of mortgages in this particular case today, line of equities, line of credit, understanding them. Knowledge is power, so I want to give you tools to understand those financial tools around you, how you can best apply them to your life and avoid any tough circumstances or tough turns in the market that might negatively affect you. And first and foremost, I want to go right into the knock on the door housekeeping.
Housekeeping.
Matt's got a different format here. I hope you like it. I still have the articles. And the articles I want to focus on is this one that happened about 8 days ago where the Fed interest rate increased to 1.75. And it's interesting because on Wednesday, March 21st, the Fed Reserve lifted its key interest rate from 1.5 to 1.75. This was the highest level since 2008. Now, the move, the central bank's first major decision underneath the new chairman, here it comes, Jay Powell. Powerful man, powerful decisions, powerful moves.
All by Jay Powell.
Out with Janet Yellen and in with the powerful Powell. And it was widely expected as the U.S. economy continues to strengthen and the stock markets continue to hit high records that this increase was going to come. But a lot of people have called me and said, Jay, I can't believe that the prime interest rate is all the way up to 1.7. And I said, what? No, come on, man. This is the Fed funds rate. Prime just went from 4.5 to 4.75. Now, what does that mean to you? I'm going to tie this back into the topic today about line of equities and line of credit. But if you have prime plus 2, that means that 1.75 points ago when the Fed rate was actually at its lowest here, I'm going to look this up on a sheet, that's when back in December of 2008, prime was all the way at 3.25, which means the prime rate was literally down to a quarter or zero, and now your prime is not at 3.5, 3.25, 4%, 4.25. It's all the way up to 4.75, and if you've got a line of equity or a line of credit at prime plus 2, that means the next statement you receive, your rate isn't going to be at 6.5, it's going to be at 6.75. But that's exactly what this article states. It says that the economy is recovering, that this is the highest since 2008, that the key interest rate for the Fed has been. They are predicting at least one and possibly two more increases this year. So that means the Fed rate will go up to 1.75 to possibly 2 or 2.25. Another article here, and the reason why they're doing this to try to fight inflation, but I don't want to go back and repeat what they did in 98, 99, and 2000 with Alan Greenspan when he was the Fed chair and said, hey, remember, we got to increase the Fed rate to slow down the economy, and I'll get back into that after the housekeeping. But sales of houses and existing homes continued to rise 3% in February over February of last year. So as the economy grows and the stock market strengthens, what the Fed is trying to do is get rid of some of the earning troubles we have, because for everybody that is able to borrow at a lower rate, that means people are restricted to earning at a lower rate. And in a recovered economy, a good prime interest rate is at about 6 to 7%, and a good 30-year fixed mortgage is between 6 and 7%, and we're still 2.5 points away from that. So also in housekeeping, I want to remind you that I do classes every single month. This last class that I did March on the 20th, Your Home, Your Mortgage, Your Retirement, had 12 people there. It was very, very successful. And this month on the 17th, I am going to have the class for new home buyers, people like you, people like your family, friends, coworkers. Starts at 6:30 p.m. You can go to churchillcolorado.com to attend that class. Just click on the classes and events tab. Sign up. I've only got 12 seats in that class. That's really, in a best-case scenario, 6 couples. I like a husband and wife, boyfriend, girlfriend, mother, father to come together so you can learn. That shows me your dedication to the process. But sign up. That is on the 17th of April. Also, while you're there, you can find my next investment property class on the 15th of May, the third Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. They're always the same, and you can sign up. And finally, in housekeeping, I want to tell you the interest rates. The interest rates popped up for a 30-year fixed mortgage on a conventional almost to 5% with the blip that it got from the raise in the key rate for the Fed to 1.75, but it settled down this week back to 4.75 for a 30-year fixed conventional loan with no discounts and no origination. And also the VA loan is back down to 4.25. It's settled. That's still historically low. When I bought my first VA loan back in 1996, I did the happy dance because my interest rate was only 7.5%. So those are some key indicators and the direction of the market. And I want to jump right back into the subject of the show, the looming danger of the line of credit, and give you a little bit of history. First of all, I'm going to talk to you about what in the world is the line of equity or the line of credit tied to. And when I say tied to, I mean the interest rate. See, a 30-year mortgage can be variable where it switches every 5 years and then goes to switching every 1 year, or it actually can switch every month to month, but that's very rare and that's very risky with an investment that high. But all, let me repeat that, all line of equities, all line of credits, the interest rate can change on a monthly basis, and it's not a simple interest loan. It's tied to either the LIBOR, which is the London index, or it's tied to like the Treasury. And what it's going to do in this particular linear case, I'm going to explain to you that your line of credit or your line of equity is tied to prime. I'm going to talk about that one today. So if you look in your paper, in your note, you can see that your actual rules of the financing and the payment of your loan says, or your note with your local bank, with your end credit union, whatever it is, Wells Fargo, B of A, whatever it is, will say that your interest rate is prime plus 2% or whatever they decide. That means if the prime interest rate is at 4%, that means you're going to make a payment at 6%. Or in real case right now, if it's at prime plus 2, it was at 6.5%, and you're just now in your next payment going to receive a notice, and you're going to see an increase to 6.75 because prime interest rate just went up 1/4. And I even had an individual, Fritz, I'll call him, at one of my classes that says, no, Jay, I'm telling you right now that at my credit union, they said my line of credit, the $100,000 line of credit on my house was fixed. What's your balance? Zero. I'm like, they're lying to you. It's only zero and it's only fixed because you haven't pulled anything off it. If you take $50,000 off that line of credit out as cash, then you are going to have a payment either tied to LIBOR or tied to the Treasury rate, the prime interest rate, or whatever it is, and it's going to change and it's going to be variable from month to month, and you're going to be required to make that payment, which is not a bad deal. But what you need to understand is in a interest rate increasing or an economic recovery that we're in, you are going to see an increase in your monthly payment. I personally experienced this when I got a line of equity in like 97, prime interest rate in 1998, and I've got all of these right in front of me, right in the studio. In 1998, November, prime was 7.75. And I had prime plus one, so my line of credit in 98 was 8.75%. Well, by 2000, when we were exploding and all the dot-com companies were growing, in 2000, in May of 2000, the prime interest rate went from 7.75 all the way up to 9.5. So I literally went from 8.75 on a $100,000 line of equity that I was using to buy houses and have fun, and it shot up all the way to 10.5%, and that startled me. That was an extra $175 a month immediately, and I just don't want you to be surprised like I was surprised. So how do you avoid being surprised? First of all, know the details of your line of equity or your line of credit. Number two, it is true that if you have a line of credit and you've maxed it out or you want to cap it off, you can shift it over to a separate fixed loan, but now you no longer have access to it with the bank. You can fix the rate. It's certainly going to be higher. If you're paying 6.5% right now, they're going to offer you, hey, it's 7 or 7.5 or 8%. We will lock that in for you because they have to account for the fact that also prime interest rate and the Fed key funding rate is going to increase. So that in itself is good information that you can take for your family. So don't go anywhere. I'm going to return right after the break, and I'm going to continue to talk specifically about line of credits, line of equities, how they differ from a 30-year mortgage, and the looming danger as we have a quickly recovering economy. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show. Go to ChurchillColorado.com during the break. Call me at 330-1457 for your next loan. I want to help you with your next purchase or refinance loan, and I want you right now for yourself, for your adult child, your coworker, to go sign up for my class, new homebuyer class, on April 17th, Tuesday at 6:30 p.m., right under classes and events on ChurchillColorado.com.
Come on, y'all!
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, and 92.5 FM. We're back now. Here's Jay Garvin.
Like a stone, oh, the times we are changing.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay, host of The Jay Garvin Show right here on KRDO News Radio, and today I'm talking about the looming danger of the line of credit or the line of equity. Why do I want you to know about this? Because knowledge is power, and I want to impart that on you. I also want to earn your business to help you with your next refinance or purchase loan, whether you're listening to my radio show live or whether you're listening to the replay. I have helped over 4,500 people with my team in the last 20 years of being in mortgage. I myself have signed on the dotted line more than 1,100 times as the originator through the process, and a lot of things that I do now are unconsciously competent. Not only helping you through the transaction, a lot of people can do that, but I'll help educate you along the way so you can make better decisions, more comprehensive, sound decisions in the future. Plus, I just like the money. It helps me pay the bills. So you can call me at 330-1457. I also am the owner and founder of Garvin's Group of Churchill Mortgage. Dave Ramsey has trusted us for over 25 years, so you can too. And in talking about the looming danger of credit lines and equity lines, I want to share with you, I've got right here on my iPad in the studio, all right here, the Fed prime rates for the last couple decades. Starting with 1947, the prime rate history back in 1947 was 1.75%. If you jump all the way back up to May of 1959, it went all the way up to 4.5. Then if you look at September of 1968, it went all the way up to 6.25. If you go ahead and jump further now, we're into the 70s, things were pretty stable, where it was at 6.25 still in 1973. People starting to be naively comfortable. Then all of a sudden in 73, it pops up to 9.75. Whoa! Then by 1974, it popped up to 10.25. Then by May of 1974, it jumped to 11.25. Then things simmered down a little bit. 1975, it fell back to 9%. 1975 stayed at 9%. Now we're up to 70. 1978, 10.5, pretty even. Then boom! Out of nowhere, in 1979, it pops up to 12%. Then again, it pops up to 13.25. Then by October of 1979, it literally went all the way up to 15% and sat there. Now understand, we were just at 6 or 9%. So none of this is risky to you at all if you have a fixed mortgage on a 15-year or a 10-year or even a 30-year. But if you have credit cards, which I'm not going to talk about today, but more specifically, a line of equity, a lot of us have had these sitting around while rates have been historically low. In March of 1980, prime rate popped all the way up to 17.25, and it didn't stop there. It went all the way up to 18.25 in March of 1980. Then literally less than a month later, it went all the way up to 20%. 6%, April 2nd of 1980. And that really was incredibly high, and a lot of us over 50 understand that was uncharacteristically high, and that's when people say, well, back in the 80s, I had a 14% mortgage. Well, that's right. Well, prime interest rate in your line of equities are always higher than that. By the grace of God, it started to calm down, where in the end of 1980, it was back down to 14-15%, then it went back up to 17, then it went back up to 19. Uh-oh, be careful, December 19th of 1980, which was the very top, 21.5%. And it stayed through 81, 19% prime interest rate, 20% 1981, 17% 1981. Getting into 1982, now we've got some relief. Ronald Reagan's in office. Here, I'm telling you, I see the train a-coming. The economy starts to recover, and in this case, it started to settle down. Then we started to get some out of the oil embargo now, got some recovery, some confidence, and boom. And by 1983, it was back down to 10%. 1984, it floated between 10 and 12%. They used to consider that good. But by 1987, it was down to 9%, then sitting 10%. Then, once we started to hit, 2001 went down to 6%, then 2002 it went down to 4.25%, sat around 4.5%, then in 2005 and 6 it went back up to 7.5%, then down to 6, and then the economy exploded. And that's when Tabor and all of the economic stimulus programs went in, and then it went from 6% down to 5%, down to 4%. And here we sat. In December 16th of 2008, we literally went down to a prime interest rate of 3.25%. Now, my example of using 5 full minutes of airtime on that is for this reason. Prime interest rate and the Fed rate is no more predictable than my teenager or yours. My teenager comes in one day and he is fired up and happy and he wants to talk. The next day, he's got sourpuss face and got a canary in his mouth and won't say anything, and he's an amazing individual, but that's just the reality of someone coming to maturity. And no pun intended, but as you come to maturity, you're going to understand that these prime interest rates are going to be all over. And if you've got a line of credit or you have a line of equity and you don't take the time to call me this week, shame on you. I cannot help you. And you no longer, if you know someone, an adult child, a coworker, a spouse, that has a line of credit and you haven't said, hey, you need to talk to Jay Garvin's and at least understand it and prepare, then shame on you. You've been warned. Tag, you're it. Once you've been warned, tag, you're it. And what I'm telling you is the line of equity itself is a powerful tool. I tell people in my investment class all the time to use it. I just helped 3 people in the last month lock it in and now have it as a predictable payment. They've acquired another house that's going to appreciate at 10% and having a line of equity of $40,000. At a fixed rate of 7% now because they've locked it in. They no longer can pull from the line, from the credit or the equity, and now they've got a set payment plan and the profits of their house for their rental or their investment property can pay that down dramatically fast, down to zero when you close that out. If you want to start a new line of equity, so be it, but you're not leaving yourself vulnerable to the market. And that's the most important thing that I'm going to tell you about the looming danger. The looming danger is the exact same thing that I experienced. Your friend, the host of the Jay Garvin Show, between 1998 and 2000, my prime interest rate and my loan went from 8.75 all the way up to 10.5, and it surprised me. I had planned for 8.75. I had not planned for a 10.5%. percent interest rate on $100,000. That was a big hit to me. I do not want that to be a big hit to you. So when I come back, I'm going to wrap things up in the power segment. But I do want you to take the time here during this break to go to my website, ChurchillColorado.com. Sign up for my next class. If I don't fill up these classes, I'm not going to make them available to my radio listeners anymore. It's not like I need to be spending a Tuesday evening out from 6:30 to 8:30, but I want to add value to you. There's going to be a time when these are $85 a class, but now they're for free. I'm fine-tuning my craft. Like Dave Ramsey told Mike Hartwick years ago, it doesn't matter that people can't hear me, Mike, behind this mountain, because I'm honing my craft. So that's what I'm doing. I'm honing my craft. So you go to ChurchillColorado.com, sign up for the class. Also, please call me, 330-1457. Allow me the privilege of helping you with your next purchase or refinance loan, helping your adult child, like Dee did, get ready for home ownership. Doesn't matter if the process is 2 weeks, 2 months, or 2 years. I already own enough homes. I have 7 of them. Many of you listening right now own more. Let's help those young individuals get into home ownership, fix their monthly payment, so they then can focus on the American dream beyond home ownership. I'll be back right after the break, and make sure that you stay tuned over these important messages, because I am going to have a packed final segment of all of the details that you need to know about the looming dangers of the line of credit. You're listening to The Jay Garvin Show.
Now my girl quickly said to me, mind you better watch your feet. Lava come down soft and hot. You better love me now or love me not. Let me say now, I don't know.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Mondays and Tuesdays at 7 p.m., here on KRDO News Radio, 105.5 FM, 1240 a.m., and 92.5 FM. We're back with your home mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pop you off.
Welcome back. My name is Jay, and for the next 15 minutes, I'm going to be talking about the looming danger of the line of credit. You can call me at 330-1457, or you can contact me at churchillcolorado.com. I'm going to give you an overview of the line of credit, the line of equity. In a nutshell, what is it? This is very important to understand. How does it change and how does it differ from a traditional mortgage? What's happened over the history? How you can use this as a tool and avoid the looming danger? And then the most important thing, what are the biggest takeaways? What can you take from this? How can you apply it to then make great decisions for your family? So, as defined, a line of credit simply is a predetermined amount of credit or money extended to you, the borrower. It's very, very simple. An unsecured line of credit is one that's not attached to a house. It's not attached to a piece of equipment. It's not attached to a piece of furniture. It's just unsecured and based on your history of earning and paying your bills. But a secured line of credit and a secured line of equity that is far more common and most typically known is a product attached to your home. Or business owners know that you have a line of equity tied to your equipment or your furniture. Something that is secured that the bank can take or hold ransom if you don't pay on time. Now, also a major difference with a line of equity or line of credit from a mortgage is that a mortgage has the ability, or even a simple interest loan has the ability, to be fixed for 2 years, 5 years, 15 years, 30 years, or whatever. A line of credit or line of equity, by definition, is not fixed. It fluctuates with the amount of money you pull from it and whatever the given rate is, as defined by your promissory note for that product. So an example is if you have a line of equity on your house, and for simplicity, I'm going to tell you that you have prime plus 2%, right now, in Colorado, in America, where prime interest rate just went from 4.5% earlier this month, or in March, last month, to 4.75%. So that means if you have a line of equity that's got prime plus 2, prime interest rate is 4.75, your payment and interest payment that you put on that line of equity to the bank is at 6.75%. And that just changed in the last 30 days. From 4.5%. That gives you an understanding of what a line of equity is. Someone came up to me and said, Jay, no, my line of equity is fixed. And I'm like, that's not true. No, my bank told me, my credit union told me my line of credit is fixed. Well, it's one of two things. Either A, they're lying and it's not fixed and you don't understand your note, or they transitioned your line of equity over to a fixed loan product. They locked it up. It's no longer a line of equity where you can pull from it. You had $50,000, you maxed it out, or you decided not to take any more. You shifted that portion over, and hypothetically, instead of paying 6.5% when you switched it, they put it to 7.5% and they fixed it. And now it's a small second mortgage. Big difference between a second mortgage and a line of equity. See, a second mortgage is closed. The box is closed and you no longer can draw from that. But you have the potential, not the guarantee, but the potential that that is fixed. But if you have a line of equity of $50,000, you have $25,000 out, there's still $25,000 there for you to access, that is going to be at a variable rate. And let's just look over history in United States of what the prime interest rates were. And this is going to drive home my point of, there's the shark again, Matt, the looming danger of the line of credit. See, in December 1st of 1947, prime interest rate in the United States is 1.75%. Then by April 13th of 1956, it was 3.75%. Whoops, but then March 10th of 1966, it was 5.5%. Whoops, June 27th of 1974, it popped all the way up to 11.75%. See, so just over that time period, prime interest rate went from 1.75 to 11.75 with ups and downs during the way. But by 1980, which a lot of us remember over 50, the gas embargo, all of those days, the oil embargo days, all of that, by December 19th of 1980, prime interest rate in the United States was 21.5%. So if you had prime plus two on a loan, you were paying 23.5% on that money. But then it's crazy. By May 18th of 1994, less than 14 years later, it fell all the way to 7.25%, less than a third of what it was. And get this, by December 18th of 2008, prime had fallen to the lowest rate ever in the history of our company prior to the 40s, down to 3.25%. And now, finally, where we are today as of March 21st of 2018, prime is back up to 4.75%. And here's my point. Knowledge is power, and the looming danger of the line of credit is the fact that it can change at moment's notice. See, 18 months ago, your line of credit was a point and a half lower in its interest rate than it is today. And I am predicting, and you can read for yourself, by the end of the year, we're going to have one or two more increases. So if your line of equity is still open and changing on a monthly basis, $10,000 is no big deal. But $50,000, $100,000, $190,000, I'm helping a couple with a line of equity, you better pay it off. Because if you have something that large, you're going to have swings of $200 to $300 in less than 12 months. See, because if we go up to a prime interest rate of 5.25 plus 2, that means you're going to be all the way up to 7.25 from something that you not too long ago had down at 5.25. And that's a big payment, and that's difficult to plan for if you don't see the train coming down the track. Because that's exactly what happened to me in 1998. I had a line of equity on my house in Cheyenne Meadows here in Colorado Springs. And I took money out because I was starting to do some investing. I was just getting out as an officer, wanted to make some investments into starting the mortgage industry. And bam, before I knew it, in 2000, less than 2 years later, the prime interest rate went up from 7.75 all the way to 9.5, 2.25 points in less than 24 months, and my payment went up like more than $200 a month. It was a lot, enough that I remember it 20 years ago. And I do not want that to happen to you, because the line of credit in itself is not a dangerous weapon. It's just simply a tool. See, the big takeaways are that the line of equities of the line of credit are neutral. It's like a gun. It depends on who is using that gun, and in this case, who manufactured the gun. What does your line of equity or credit look like with the bank or the credit union you're at? Is it on the LIBOR or is it on the Treasury? If it's on the LIBOR, you better also Google what's the history of the LIBOR and what's the future, because they are openly saying that the LIBOR is going to go away. you might want to call your bank and say, oh, my God, if my promissory note for my line of equity is tied to the LIBOR, what in the world is it going to look like after the LIBOR is gone? And what is the percent chance that LIBOR is going to go away? Because that is going to affect your future. And another thing that's important is with the line of equity, what are some of the ways that you can do to prep yourself? The biggest way that you can prep yourself immediately, if you have a desire to step away from the fear of an increase, and it's just call that institution and say, I want to lock in the portion of my line of equity or credit and shift it over, and you're going to go from whatever, a 6.75% rate to about 7.5%. Now, other people want to consolidate other things and so forth, and then I can roll it into your overall mortgage like I'm doing with a family right now. We're literally paying off all of the second mortgage, all of their first mortgage, and we're putting in over $45,000 of unsecured debt. They're cutting up their credit cards. They are closing their line of equities. They're paying off their car loan, and they're fixing it all at a 4.75% rate. That's a heck of a lot better than a locked-in line of equity at 7.5%. But the more you touch your money, the more it costs you. So that's where I tell you, just call me at 719-330-1457. Go to churchillcolorado.com and sign up for my next class. My home ownership class is wonderful. I talk about these things. That's happening April 17th, 2018. If you're listening to this after that, I'm sorry. Get a time machine. Come on back. If you want to learn more about line of equities as it applies to investment property, sign up for my class on May 15th, 2018. Again, if you're listening to it,
come back to the past.
If not, you can just go to churchillcolorado.com and I will teach you my newest class when you're listening to this show. And we can get together and help you understand exactly how you can have this work for you as a tool rather than a looming threat. And again, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go into these in detail. The big takeaways are the fact that the line of equity is not good or bad. It just is who uses it, how you use it, and in this case, your bank or your manufacturer. There are some line of equities that are amazing. More than 70 to 80% of them are. But 20% of them are just horrible and hurt you, the borrower, and it seems the interest rate goes up against you for the bank no matter what. Number two is this, and the most important reason why I'm having this show now and I didn't have this show in January of 2013, because rates are on the rise. It wasn't that long ago with Janet Yellen that we were cutting the prime rate almost all the way down to where the Fed funds rate was like at zero, just above it. We literally had the Treasury note at like 1.36, the lowest it had been in the history of the world in 2012 and then again in 2016. But since that point, we have had seven Fed funds rate increase. Seven. And they're predicting two more. So now is the time to get prepared for this. Not in 2021. It will be too late and you'll be locking in your line of equity at 9% rather than 7%. So now is the time, so much that you just can't rest on your laurels. You've got to tell your friends, your adult children, your coworkers, all of that. Because the rates on the rise creates the looming danger for your line of credit. And I want to tell you, don't forget to contact me directly at 719-330-1457 or go to churchillcolorado.com. Dial my number and hang up. We will connect. I'll call you back. Tell your friends to listen to my show every Saturday at 8 a.m. or again on Monday or Tuesday evening at 7 p.m. right at KRDO. And you can actually go to the KRDO site and download more blogs. And as I state at the end of every single show, I want you to go, grow, and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. Not your line of equity, not your line of credit, not even the mortgage on your home. The thing that matters is your memories, your relationships, and your loved ones. And if you've not found your passion, your calling, and purpose in life, pray to God that He would deliver it to you, because that's what I found in you, the radio listener, someone I would serve every single week, every single month for free, because you add value to me. So once again and finally, where are we going? ChurchillColorado.com. You're signing up for my classes under the Classes and Events tab. You're going to put your information on the right-hand side. I want to earn the right to help you with your next purchase or refinance loan. That's why I educate you for free. Gary V calls it jab, 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 right hook. Educate, educate, educate. By the grace of God, at least do a loan to pay the bills. So I appreciate you and your relationship, and I will be back right here next week for the next show on The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Have a great week.
The preceding was a paid program on KRDO News Radio. KRDO News Radio does not confirm nor deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff and management of KRDO News Radio.